Grant Fox, I'm so proud of you. The way that you sustained, you got back up again, you were trampled by Naholo. Mate, you got up, you showed absolute staunch New Zealand mana.
I've got to pay more attention, don't I? or either not stand so close to the sideline when the boys are doing schoolwork.
Oh, it was so brilliant, though. Typically of you, though, Foxy, there you were on your phone. On your phone.
No, I was just all over. I mean, I have another job, as you know, so I was just forwarding an email. But I actually had Wasaki's sweat top on my shoulder that I'd taken in. It started training with it, and he took it off because he was getting a bit warmer. So I ran on the field and grabbed it and said, "Saki, I'll look after that." So I was sort of hanging around, ready to give it back to him. And when I got up, I actually said to him, do you want your sweatshirt? Yes. So anyway, I'm actually not worse for wear. I'm a bit surprised. I thought I'd be a bit sore this morning, but I'm not at all.
You're all right, mate. How was it down there? Firstly, conditions down there, is it cold?
It's going to be miserable, I think.
Okay.
Weather forecast just got a little bit worse that we've seen. So I think it might be raining throughout the entire match. It's not overly cold. But there's drizzle outside. I think it's going to get worse and blustery winds. So it is what it is. We can't control the weather. We just got to adapt.
No, the thing about it, though, and this is a really interesting point for me that Neil raised last hour, is that it used to be, Grant, we'd go into panic mode. Oh, it's raining. We can't play our expensive All Black rugby. I've seen you guys play some unbelievable rugby, Foxy, in the wet.
Maybe at times. But at the end of the day, we've got to see what the opposition bring. And I think we know what they're going to bring. Our guys are ready to play, I think. They've had a good week. And look, we'll just adapt. We have our plans. You will still, if opportunities arise and there's time and space, then, both sides will still use the ball. If there's not, well, then you've got to be a little bit more conservative. So, they call them test matches for a reason, don't they? So we'll see what unfolds.
How does it work on game day? I mean, obviously these guys aren't stupid. I mean, look at the experience you got in your team, the likes of Kieran Reid, who you and I chatted about last week, who was immense. I mean, how does it work on game day when you sit down in your last team meeting and say, right, boys, it's not quite like we hoped for in terms of a dry night. Here is game plan number B.
Well, no such thing as a team meeting. There's no coaches, pep talks or anything nowadays. I mean, guys have had a relaxing morning. We get out of the hotel soon enough and just do a little walk through indoors, and there'll be some words said then, but there's no formal team talk as such. Then the boys get on the bus and go to the ground and get on with it. So it's what you do from Monday to the Friday in terms of preparation determines your performance on Saturday, and there's not much you can do now in terms of talking that's going to change that. If you haven't gone bone deep and done the work in your preparation now, no amount of words is going to change that.
Foxy, I have to wait 5 days to get on air, so I find myself often frustrated by Wednesday, Thursday, wanting to jump on air and have my say about things. Now, some of the stories that have come out this week, a couple of them, I want to talk about the media in a sec, but a couple of things that have come out from Stephen Jones and a couple of other people out of the North, that this will be the end of the Lions tour if they get beaten tonight. Rubbish, Foxy. We will have the Lions back in 12 years.
Oh, we'd love to have them back. I mean, there's a lot of fans in town, and not that I've gone out and about at all, but there's a lot in our hotel. I went for a walk this morning in the miserable weather, and they're still out and about going to Te Papa, and perhaps not quite in the numbers because some of them might be cocooned up in their hotel rooms or maybe nursing some hangovers from last night. But they're a great fan base; they really are. We've got good fans too, but even we don't travel in these sort of numbers.
No,
we don't have as many people, obviously, in terms of population, I guess, to engage in that sort of travel. But, I can't see it being the end of Lions tours. I mean, the more challenging thing is it's actually not about results, in my view. It's actually about, just the window to play in, private clubs up there. Those debates will rage on, and I'm pretty sure that World Rugby will do everything they can to make sure we can find windows for Lions tours, because they're rare things and they're special.
Well, it's like the cricket, Grant, which you understand as well, is that we don't have 2 week lead into tours anymore, and I still hear people ringing up and saying, why didn't we have better preparation for the first cricket test? It just doesn't happen. As Charlie McEwen said to me, the chief operating officer on the show a couple of months ago for the Lions, Foxy, he said if there were 65 weeks in the year, we'd be sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Or they play one or two less games. But if you do, on a tour like this, if you do that, then which franchise do you leave out? Do the Barbarians not get a game? Do the New Zealand Maoris not get a game? I can't see that happening. You've got to have three tests. But if you say, you take an extra week, play nine games, the Barbos don't play, they don't get... Well, what was meant to be a bit of a soft game to start didn't turn out that way, did it?
But, no.
So, look, it's a difficult one. People smarter than me have got to figure those things out. But You know, I know that, I mean, I'll be in a very, I won't be in a rugby role in 12 years' time, and I'll just be an absolute Blimmin' fan. If they're back, I'll be going around watching them.
Mate, we'll just be emceeing together, Foxy. Cha-ching, cha-ching, Foxy.
No, Foxy.
Hey, listen, just one thing. A disappointment for me, and I heard Steve Hansen talking about this in the press conference, the clown again of Warren Gatland.
Yeah.
We didn't do ourselves any favour, the media, this week, did we?
No, I don't believe we did at all. And it is disappointing because that's that doesn't reflect who Gats is. Doesn't represent him. It's not doesn't represent our view of him or you know, or rugby fans. You know, I was speaking to a Welsh couple on Tuesday evening, and you know that made the news. You know, in Wales. So you know that reflects poorly on us all because you know of something that was in the media that was done in very poor taste, in my view. So. You know, enough's enough. We don't need this sort of stuff. Some of those people responsible need to start making better decisions.
Yeah, look, and also I think what the problem is now, Grant, it happened with the 2015 World Cup. I noticed there's just story after story from every media organisation just trying to fill spaces because people want to read the next story. There's even a story out today saying why the All Blacks are not chokers. Well, I mean, Foxy, that story's 10 years old now.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, mate. I mean, you know, the media better than me. You just got to sometimes fill some space. And be, I guess, you know, with the advent of social media and, you know, and obviously the continuing development of sort of news websites, everything's instantaneous now, don't you? So, isn't it? So I guess they're just looking at different angles. Who knows?
Mate, I wish you well tonight. Enjoy it. What are you going to go for a walk around the city? What's the plan?
No, I've done my walk this morning. I'm just, the butterflies are starting to churn a bit. So I'm going to have a cup of coffee with a friend very shortly and then just, you know, go to the walkthrough with the boys and continue the long wait. It's a long day.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't do anything to settle the nerves. And then, you know, we'll go to the ground and, you know, 7:35, the boys will get stuck in, as the Lions will. And at 9:20, we'll know the outcome, won't we? So.